None but a few youths from his own people believed in Musa because of the fear of Pharaoh and his chiefs, lest they should persecute them, and certainly Pharaoh was mighty in the land, and the one who did not hesitate to transgress any limit. Musa said, O my people, if you sincerely believe in Allah, then put your trust in him, if you are really Muslims. They replied, In Allah do we put our trust, our Rabb. Do not let us suffer at the hands of unjust people, and deliver us through your mercy from the nation of unbelievers. We revealed our will to Musa and his brother, saying, Take your people to dwell in Egypt, and make your houses as your Qibla, and establish Salah, and give good news to the believers. Musa prayed, Our Rabb, you have indeed bestowed on Pharaoh and his chief splendor and wealth in this worldly life. Our Rabb, have you done this so that they may mislead people from your way? Our Rabb, destroy their wealth and harden their hearts so that they may not believe until they see the painful punishment. Allah replied, Your prayer shall be answered. So remain steadfast and do not follow the path of those who have no knowledge. We led the children of Israel across the sea. Pharaoh and his host pursued them with wickedness and oppression until they were drowning and crying out, I believe that there is no God but him in whom the children of Israel believe, and I have become one of the Muslims. In response, it was said to him, Now you believe. But a little while before, you were disobedient and one of the mischief makers. We shall save your body this day, so that you may become a sign for the succeeding generations. Indeed, many among mankind are heedless of our signs.